Dear friends, I am Mary, your friend and fellow lightworker. I am here to speak with you about a tendency within you to give too much to others, to help too much. And I'd like to speak in particular about a type of giving that drains you, makes you feel exhausted. Inside you, there is an eagerness to help, which stems from a desire to connect deeply with another human. And in this desire is a longing for a kind of vibration that you remember deep inside. You yearn for love, for a vibration of oneness, connectedness, togetherness, and somehow you seek to restore that feeling of oneness. You seek to be lifted up to that level by helping others. However, the problem is that you are losing yourself in doing so. You forget about your own boundaries, and you make the mistake of thinking that you can reestablish oneness, this vibration of this higher vibration of love and oneness, that you can restore it by merging with someone else. When you are fully there for someone, it seems that you transcend yourself, and all of a sudden your life gets meaning and purpose. So in the act of being there for the other person, in the act of giving, you seem to lift yourself up to a level of connectedness that you know makes you happy. It reminds you of your original state of being. And what do I mean by that? What is this original state of being? I am referring to a vibration, a dimension in which you dwelt before you entered the earth realm, and you sometimes go there during sleep and also between lifetimes. It's a state of pure love, unconditional warmth and safety, and you feel entirely whole and cherished and therefore joyful when you are in this pure state of love. And as I speak of it, I'm inviting you to remember this and to breathe it in. To breathe it into your present personality and into your body. You are so old, you know, this personality that you are right now, this incarnation, is just one breath of your soul. So I'm asking you to breathe in the heavenly vibration of love and connectedness that you know so well. You know it already, and you are homesick for it. And you wish to reestablish it in your everyday life, especially in your interaction with the world outside you, with your loved ones, your partners or spouse or parents and children. You are yearning for that level of purity and heart-to-heart connection. And you, because of this aching pain, this aching emptiness inside, because you miss it, you start to look for this vibration in your relationships. You do this because you don't know how to address this emptiness, this unexplainable homesickness inside. So, because you hardly, especially when you are a child or growing up as a teenager, because you don't have the words for it or the conceptual framework to understand this deep inner longing, you start to kind of solve this issue in a worldly way. You are light workers are deeply aware that life as it is on planet Earth is not normal, in the sense that there is such a lack of true connectedness and mutual understanding and the vibration of love, not just between human beings, but also between humans and nature. Lightworkers are deeply sensitive and acutely aware of this, and because they also have this aching emptiness inside, they seek to solve it by restoring or healing the pain that they see outside of them in the world, in other human beings, in nature. So they become highly idealistic or very passionate about changing things around them. And especially when you try to change other human beings with the intention of helping them, so when you want to fix them and address their pain, help them overcome it, then you are reaching out and you are actually seeing your own pain inside of them. And as you try to fix it and help them, you are seeking to feel a closeness with them, a level of intimacy, which almost makes you feel like the two of you are one being. And this can happen in relation to a partner or a lover, It can also happen in relation to a child or friend or partner or anyone that you feel a strong energy connection with. And because lightworkers are so sensitive and acutely aware of the lack of love and connectedness around them, it's immensely important for them to address their inner wound directly instead of trying to solve it in their relationship with other people. If they don't do this, they will find themselves in relationships which are consistently exhausting them, because they unconsciously take on the role of giver, therapist, caretaker, and they do so out of an inner need. This is the most important point I want to make, that you recognize this tendency in you to do this. So it may seem irresistible, like, how can I not do this? They need me. My parent needs me. My partner needs me. My child needs me. I must take care of them. This is a blind spot which will prevent you from addressing your inner pain directly. And when you do not address the emptiness inside you, then it will turn into a shadow. You will start to feel used, or in bad cases even abused, by others, by other people close to you. You may start to feel depressed, exhausted, drained, unable to understand why it's happening to you. Or you may start to feel angry about people in general or the world outside you, that it's so bad and selfish, and that you do not belong here. And when you feel this way, it's a very painful state to be in. And it's not your purpose as a lightworker to help others in the sense of giving up your own boundaries or draining yourself. This is a very twisted and simply false understanding of what lightwork is about. True lightwork is about knowing yourself to be whole, to be connected and loved for who you are, to remember that pure vibration of love and safety while you are in human body and in the midst of an energetic reality which doesn't mirror that vibration back to you. So it's about self-remembrance primarily, and not about your relationship with other beings. It's primarily about yourself. Your purpose on earth is to heal and fully remember yourself, to address that aching emptiness inside directly, not through others, not through what you do in the world. It's about bringing the divine, the truly divine spark inside you, bringing it down to earth, going through all the conditioning that your personality went through. It's like a sun radiating from within through your conditioning, your energy field, even through your past lives that are still energetically there in your energy field. So it's the most powerful thing that you could possibly do when you are in a human body. It is to truly love and cherish yourself and understand your own pain, your own shadow, including the tendency to give too much, to be too eager to help, and then get disappointed or even abused along the way, to truly understand all of this, and then put your arms around yourself, put your wings of light around your own pain, around your own inner child, and stop projecting the pain of this child into others, to truly address it directly within. And I'm asking you to do this right now. Go within. See the child inside you, the child that is yearning for love. It yearns to be seen, to receive full attention. It's very sensitive, your inner child. It looks like a child, but she has the eyes of an adult, an old soul. She is both human and divine. And now call upon this empathy and understanding and compassion that you are able to share with other human beings. Feel this power inside you to read, to heal, to give, and shine this light upon your inner child. Tell her, I want you to know that you are most precious to me. You remember the vibration of pure love and oneness. And you long for it. You want to feel it right now. And as you look into the eyes of your inner child, feel the oneness. Feel that the child is connected with the whole of the universe, with all that is. There are no boundaries for this child. She knows everything. And tell her you are here right now on Earth to bring your pure love into this human body and allow it to shine and bring you joy. You, the whole of you, the child and the adult, the soul, who you are the vessel for this pure divine love. And all of you carry this trauma, this shock of entering a dimension with a lot of fear-based energy, a lack of connectedness. You all carry this trauma inside and you're still shocked by it. And I'm asking you to become aware of this traumatized part of you, which doesn't feel at home here, and then tries to survive by giving too much, by using relationships to restore that sense of oneness that you are missing. And when you get in touch with that traumatized part of you, you can ask it directly, what do you really need from me? And I'm asking you to see before your inner eye an emptiness, a dark emptiness, which feels desolate, in which you can sense the pain of not feeling whole, feeling disconnected, feeling alone, feeling cold. Life feels meaningless there. And look into this empty, dark space and ask, who is there? Shine your light there and allow this part of you that feels so shocked and alone, allow it to become known to you. You are looking for it. It's a lost part of you, and you are inviting it to show itself now. And you reach out to it. Tell her or him, I'm so glad you're coming home to me. I want you to be near me, not alone anymore. This lost part of you may feel restless, resentful, anxious, depressed, angry, all kinds of negative human emotions will be there. And it's best to know them directly when they work, when they are working unconsciously behind your back, so to speak, they become an unconscious part of your relationships, which creates a lot of imbalance. And in the case of lightworker souls, the imbalance often shows itself in the form of giving too much, losing your sense of boundaries, losing yourself in the end, not even realizing who you are anymore. So to prevent that, look at these difficult, dark emotions directly, own them, they are yours, they are understandable. Feel responsible for it. Don't blame anyone for it. Not your parents or the world or past lives or society. Don't play the role of victim, because it will never get you where you want to be. True lightwork means you face your own demons directly. You own them. You're not ashamed of them. You don't judge them. They are there. And there are parts of you that simply cannot feel the vibration of true love or oneness yet. They are too far removed from it because of all kinds of experiences, which we don't need to go into now. My point is that you need to respect this part of you and see what happens when you do this, when you withdraw all of your intention, all your attention, and just focus it on yourself, not on other people's issues. The only issues you really have to deal with are your own. And hold the hand of the dark part of you. You may see it as a child also. It's the same child, but it may be overcome by emotions of fear, anger, shame, loneliness. Hold its hand and tell her, I'm here for you. I accept you. And look into the eyes of this child. You may call it the shadow child. And ask it, how much are you burdened by carrying the pain of others, not yourself, but other human beings who are important to you? How much are you burdened by giving too much? Because in giving, you absorb other people's suffering. Look into the eyes of this shadow child and see the burden. It is too much. Tell her, I only want you to carry your own burden. This is what we are meant to solve. You and I. The divine and the human, the light and the dark. It's a both are worthy, both are part of the journey. carry your own child and no one else's. This is what light work really means, to be fully responsible for yourself and to love that, to feel the joy of that, and to release the imbalance of giving too much, and to understand by being yourself, your own complicated self, your own mixture of light and dark, and by fully embracing it, then you are also a giver. You become a light to others, radiating the light of self-acceptance. And in doing so, you are giving and receiving at the same time. It doesn't go at the cost of yourself anymore. Your true purpose, your soul's purpose, is to fully be yourself, not feel victimized, not carry the world on your shoulders, and to simply share the joy of being you, and then giving and receiving are the same. And it's the self-acceptance that draws to you a flow of receiving that will nurture you, ground you. You are here to receive yourself. And when you receive yourself with joy and compassion, you become a light to yourself and others. This is the secret of life. I greet you with love and friendship. We are connected. Thank you.